आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह सेज टेररिज्म, नक्सलिज्म एंड एक्सट्रीमिज्म आर ऑन द वर्ज ऑफ एंडिंग अंडर द नरेंद्र मोदी गवर्नमेंट। इंडिया सेज पाकिस्तान एक्टिव प्रमोशन ऑफ क्रॉस बॉर्डर टेररिज्म बिगेस्ट रोड ब्लॉक टू पीस इन द रीजन। President Draupadi Murmu says government striving to empower and ensure equal participation of Divyangjan through Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan. Flight operations resume at Heathrow Airport in London after closure due to fire and power outage caused travel chaos. US President Donald Trump announces aviation giant Boeing to build next generation fighter jets for United States. And in cricket, 18th edition of Indian Premier League to kick off this evening, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders to face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Eden Gardens in Kolkata in opening match. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reaffirmed Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. Replying to a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Home Affairs in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, Mr. Shah said, in the past 10 years, the government has strengthened the security of the nation through political will and use of technology. He pointed out that the country was facing three major challenges in the past which hindered the country's progress and development, namely terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism and insurgency in Northeast. Mr. Shah stated that the government has dealt with all these challenges with a firm hand. The minister said terrorism, Naxalism and extremism are on the verge of ending under the Narendra Modi government.
आतंकवाद को जड़ से उखाड़ने के लिए हम प्रतिबद्ध हैं और मैं फिर से एक बार कहता हूं 31 मार्च 2026 को यह देश नक्सलवाद से मुक्त हो जाएगा। कश्मीर में अब शांति है, नॉर्थ ईस्ट में भी सारे उग्रवादी लगभग सरेंडर कर चुके हैं, नॉर्थ ईस्ट में भी विकास का रास्ता प्रशस्त हो चुका है और पूरा देश मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में आगे बढ़ रहा है।
The Home Minister pointed out that there has been a 70% reduction in deaths due to terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir during the NDA government, and terror incidents have also fallen sharply. India has said that Pakistan's active promotion and sponsorship of cross-border terrorism is the biggest roadblock to peace and security in the region. Briefing the media in New Delhi last evening, spokesperson in the Ministry of External Affairs Ranveer Jaiswal said,
The world clearly knows that the real issue is Pakistan's active promotion and sponsorship of cross-border terrorism. In fact, this is the biggest roadblock to peace and security in the region.
On the issue of radical preacher and fugitive Zakir Naik's presence in Pakistan and his meeting with the top leaders there, the MEA spokesperson said this is not the first time that he has been treated in Pakistan. Mr. Jaiswal said it shows the kind of approach his hosts have and what it means in terms of giving so much of support to a person who is wanted in India. The fourth India-EU Maritime Security Dialogue was held in New Delhi yesterday. The Indian delegation was led by Joint Secretary, Disarmament and International Security Affairs in Ministry of External Affairs, Muanpoi Sayoy, and the EU delegation by Director for Security and Defence Policy, European External Action Service, Maciej Stadajek. The two sides conferred on ways to sustain a secure maritime environment conducive for inclusive growth and global well-being. They agreed to strengthening their shared efforts in areas such as countering illicit maritime activities, protection of critical maritime infrastructure, regional capability development and capacity building activities. India and Mongolia have reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening their strategic partnership. Senior officials from both nations conducted a comprehensive review of bilateral ties, discussing cooperation in key sectors and planning high-level engagements to mark the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations. A consultative meeting was held between Secretary East and External Affairs Ministry Jaideep Mozumdar and State Secretary in Mongolia's Foreign Affairs Ministry Muktusheg Lakhanachav in New Delhi yesterday to review the bilateral relationship between the two countries. The two sides held discussions on further strengthening bilateral strategic partnership and maintaining high-level engagements. President Draupadi Murmu has said that sensitivity towards the deprived class determines the reputation of a country or society. Addressing the Purple Fest event at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the president said, "Compassion, inclusiveness and harmony have been the values of Indian culture and civilization." The Purple Fest aims to raise awareness about different disabilities and their impact on people's lives and to promote understanding, acceptance and inclusion of persons with disabilities within the society. President Murmu expressed happiness that the government is striving to empower and ensure equal participation of Divyangjan through the Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan. A day-long Purple Fest celebrating the talents, achievements and aspirations of Divyangjan was organized at the Amrit Udyan at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday by the Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Flights at the United Kingdom's Heathrow Airport have resumed after a fire knocked out its power supply and shut Europe's busiest airport for the day, throwing the plans of tens of thousands of travellers into chaos. The fire at an electrical substation disrupted power at the Heathrow Airport in London, forcing an 18-hour shutdown. The closure led to widespread cancellations, rerouting of flights, and left nearly 2 lakh passengers stranded at Europe's busiest hub. Heathrow Airport Chief Executive Thomas Woolby said the airport will be back in full operation from today. Counter-terrorism officers from the Metropolitan Police said there was no indication of foul play, but they retain an open mind at this time. Heathrow is one of the most globally connected airports and regularly ranks among the top 5 busiest gateways worldwide. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that aviation giant Boeing will build the next generation fighter jet F-47 for the American Air Force. Talking to media in the presence of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth at the Oval Office last night, President Trump said F-47s will be the most advanced, capable and lethal aircraft ever built.
At my direction, the United States Air Force is moving forward with the world's first sixth generation fighter jet. Nothing in the world comes even close to it. And it'll be known as the F-47. The generals picked a title, and it's a beautiful number, F-47. It's something the likes of which nobody has seen before in terms of all of the attributes of a fighter jet. There's never been anything even close to it, from speed to maneuverability to what it can have to payload.
The announcement is seen as a major blow to Lockheed Martin, Boeing's main competitor and maker of the high-profile F-35 and F-22 Raptor fighter jets. The U.S. State Department has banned former Argentine President Cristina Fernandez from entering the United States, accusing her of involvement in significant corruption while in office. The State Department also banned Fernandez's planning minister, Julio Miguel Devito. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said in a statement yesterday that Fernandez and Devito abused their positions. He noted that multiple courts had convicted the pair on corruption charges. Fernandez has been a dominant political leader in recent years in the South American country. The former president was convicted and sentenced in 2022 by a 3-judge panel for a fraud scheme that embezzled millions of dollars through public works projects during her presidency. World Water Day is being observed today. The day highlights the importance of fresh water and advocates for sustainable management of water resources. The global event aims to raise awareness and inspire actions to tackle the water crisis worldwide. The theme of World Water Day this year is glacier preservation, emphasizing the critical role of glaciers in maintaining global freshwater supplies and the urgent need for conservation measures in the face of climate change. World Water Day was established in 1992 by the United Nations when the world body convened the Conference on Environment and Development in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. Several events are lined up across the country and around the world to raise awareness about water conservation. The government will launch the much-anticipated Jal Shakti Abhiyan Catch the Rain 2025 campaign at Panchkula in Haryana. The campaign is being initiated by the Ministry of Jal Shakti in collaboration with the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change and the Haryana government. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil and Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini will take part in the event. Bihar is celebrating its 113th Foundation Day today. The state of Bihar was carved out from Bengal Presidency during British rule on the 22nd of March in 1912. This day is celebrated as Bihar Divas. The theme of this year's event is Unnat Bihar Vikasit Bihar to highlight the state's progress and future potential. Various cultural events, exhibitions and performances are being held across the state to showcase Bihar's rich heritage, innovative present and promising future. Moving on to sports, in cricket, the 18th edition of the Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is set to kick off today, marking the start of another season of high-octane T20 cricket. A report.
Cricket fever is set to grip the world once again as the biggest stars in the game converge for the grand spectacle of the IPL. The action kicks off this evening with a blockbuster opening match as defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders KKR take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata. The match will begin at 7:30 PM IST. But before the cricketing fireworks begin, fans will be treated to a dazzling opening ceremony featuring spectacular performances by Bollywood sensation Disha Patani, the soulful Shreya Ghoshal and Punjabi powerhouse Karan Ojla. With 10 teams battling it out across 74 thrilling matches, the road to the grand finale on 25th of May promises breathtaking performances and unforgettable finishes. With Bimal Mohapatra, Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Sepak Takraw, both Indian men's and women's teams secured bronze medals in the quad event at the 2025 World Cup at Patna in Bihar last evening. Thailand bagged the gold while the Vietnamese squad clinched the silver medal. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast thunderstorms along with lightning and squally winds over eastern and northeast India till tomorrow. The Weather Department has also forecast a fresh spell of rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms over many parts of South Peninsula India during the same period. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. The power outage at the Heathrow Airport in London affected 1,350 flights and inconvenienced 2,30,000 passengers, besides costing £50 million on day one, reports Hindustan Times under the headline, Chaos as Heathrow shuts down over power outage, global aviation malaise. The Supreme Court Collegium has proposed the transfer of Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma to his parent High Court, the Allahabad High Court, following a report about cash at his New Delhi residence, reports the Indian Express. The Hindu reports that Union Home Minister Amit Shah has accused the Tamil Nadu government of using the language issue to hide its corrupt activities, scams and scandals. And finally, Indians are getting happier every year over the last 5 years, jumping from the 139th rank in 2020 to the 118th rank in 2024, writes The Hindu, quoting the World Happiness Report 2025. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Home Minister Amit Shah says terrorism, nationalism and extremism are on the verge of ending under the Narendra Modi government. India says Pakistan's active promotion of cross-border terrorism, biggest roadblock to peace in the region. President Draupadi Murmu says government striving to empower and ensure equal participation of Divyangjan through Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan. Flight operations resume at Heathrow Airport in London after closure due to fire and power outage caused travel chaos. U.S. President Donald Trump announces aviation giant Boeing to build next-generation fighter jet for United States. And in cricket, 18th edition of Indian Premier League to kick off this evening, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders to face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Eden Gardens in Kolkata in opening match. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.